local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
Pensacola right now. Happy Thursday. Joe and Austin with you for the next 48 minutes, getting you a full rundown of everything happening in your world today. Hour number one. Thanks so much for tuning in, making us part of your afternoon each and every day. The text line is 850-437-1620 and the traffic line 850-262-6111. Austin, good to see you today. How are you, sir?
I'm doing good. How about yourself, Joe?
I'm doing good. So I'm not sure if you were following too closely to the Channel 3 update there towards the end. The last story that they did was talking about residents who were not happy about a new subdivision going in.
Okay.
If you were listening, obviously you couldn't see what was on the screen, but they had interviewed two people. The first one, you know how like under who's talking, they have the subtitle like with their names?
Like an occupation and stuff?
It
like
said,
who they are.
On the first guy, it said, guy yelling.
I didn't see that. No.
I am not sure if that was intentional, if that was perhaps an early April Fool's joke or a placeholder, a testament to the sort of investigative journalism that we do around here. I have texted Tanner to find out if that was supposed to happen or not. But I thought it was funny. But, of course, we love our friends over at Channel 3. But I saw that and I had to say something because that's hilarious.
Yeah.
We'll start with our top three stories here as we get rolling here on a Thursday, one day closer to the weekend. How'd you like that cool temperatures, by the way?
Oh, I loved it.
Yeah, me too. We'll see a bit of a warm-up here with some rain in the picture over the weekend. So we'll get Alan Strum with the latest on that here in just a moment. After our top three stories, at least 100 people dead after an Israeli attack on a crowd of Palestinians waiting for aid in Gaza City, according to a spokesperson for Gaza Health Ministry. The Israeli military said it was reviewing what happened, and one Israeli official said IDF troops responded with live fire after trucks carrying humanitarian aid were surrounded by people. A short-term funding bill to avert a partial government shutdown is now headed to the Senate. As the legislation was passed by the House today, it kicks two government funding deadlines to March 8th and March 22nd, buying lawmakers more time to come to an agreement on appropriations bills. Something tells me that I think it'll just kind of get kicked down the road. The Smokehouse Creek Fire has claimed a life in the Texas Panhandle.
A series of wildfires continue spreading throughout northern Texas as the weather here has changed tremendously. This morning, we've seen rain. But we've also seen ice and snow in places like Fridge, Texas.
And a reporter on the scene there, officials in Hutchinson County say the body of 83-year-old Joyce Blankenship was found yesterday in the town of Stinnett, where the wildfire has destroyed about 20 buildings. Blankenship is the first confirmed death from the wildfire, which is the second largest in Texas history. Those are today's top three stories. We'll get top local headlines right after our first check this hour of the roads and weather. Austin?
Thank you, Joe. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by ECUA. ECUA Bulk Waste Service is now called for pickup. Call by 2 p.m. the day before your service day and learn more at ecua.fl.gov. So several things going on here on the roads. We'll start with I-10. If you're traveling eastbound, going just past Pine Forest Road, we do have an accident report in that area causing pretty heavy issues there. That's, once again, if you're traveling eastbound on I-10, just over Pine Forest Road there. Speaking of Pine Forest Road, traveling both north and southbound on Pine Forest, whether it be you're getting off of I-10 West or trying to get onto I-10 West, we've got typical evening traffic causing issues going both ways there. Traveling northbound on Blue Angel Parkway towards Softly Field Road, giving us some pretty heavy backups at this time. Let's see. We got a little bit on North Davis Highway and on East 9 Mile Road in particular. Nothing too severe in any of those areas, but it's just a lot of evening traffic that may slow you down a bit if you wish to avoid that. Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Oriole Beach, giving us similar issues. And lastly, if you're traveling westbound on Caroline Street, coming over Blackwater River, trying to get into downtown Milton, you're going to be backed up there a good ways as well.
Cloudy skies for the next several days. Overnight, we'll have lows in the 50s, and eventually overnight rain moves in. It's going to be a rainy day on Friday. We've got showers, maybe even some thunderstorms, and at times potentially heavy rain in the area. Highs on Friday will be in the 60s. A look ahead to the weekend does show lower rain chances now, although there is a chance for rain both on Saturday and Sunday. That's at about 20 to 30%. I'm meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, thank you very much, Alan. 417 here at News Radio 92.3. City of Pensacola recently reached a new collective bargaining agreement with its firefighters union. Under terms, the city is raising the starting pay for new firefighters to around $43,000. That's about 17% increase. And then across the union, firefighters can expect to see around 12% raises. The contract also includes a 7% raise for all firefighters in 2025 and 2% in 2026. Escambia County workers with a renewed focus on safety this week after the death of a county worker on Monday. County Administrator Wes Moreno on the Pensacola Morning News.
We just get lackadaisical sometimes in our approach to how we do our jobs. But we do a lot of things in Escambia County that are dangerous. And public works is one of those areas. We send heavy equipment on the road every day. We're working on the side of the road in the rights of way, which is one of the most dangerous places that you could possibly be working. And there's a lot of things that you need to do to be safe.
And Marino says after the accident, he met with county workers on Tuesday to stress the importance of using safety equipment and not cutting corners when it comes to being safe on the job. Deputies at last check were still on the lookout for an inmate that escaped a work release center on North L Street yesterday. 32-year-old Corey Culver is wanted for battery on a law enforcement officer and escaping. He was serving a one-year sentence for a robbery charge out of Okaloosa County. His photo has been shared on our News Radio website and Facebook page as well. If you have any information, you're asked to call the Escambia Sheriff's Office. And hearing from Congressman Matt Gaetz today, calling out what he says is hypocrisy from Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin over his hospital stay last month in which he didn't properly notify the president or other military leaders.
Now that you see how personal medical decisions are, will you call for the re-recruitment, restoration of full rank and back pay for the 8,600 service members who were vax mandated out of the military?
No, I won't.
He faces sharp criticism after it was revealed his own deputy and the White House were not notified for 3 days, and Republicans have called for his resignation. We'll take a break there. We have a state and national headline still to come on Pensacola right now.
Texting enrolls you into reoccurring automated text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Hey, Dan, how you doing? Haven't seen you around the gym for a while.
Yeah, I've really fallen off. Since I turned 40, I just don't get the results I used to get.
Could be lower testosterone.
Lower T.
Yeah, I went through it a while back. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone. I got Nugenix Total T, and it's made a huge difference for me.
I've seen that on TV. Is it for real?
Oh, yeah. The patented key ingredient is something called Testofen, which helps boost free and total testosterone levels to help you trim up and stay lean.
And it's made a difference for you?
Man, I feel like I'm in my 20s again. At work, in the gym, and in the bedroom.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try it for themselves?
Yeah, you just need to send them a text.
Text ALL to 321-321 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T, the number one selling testosterone booster at GNC. Plus, text now and we'll include a bottle of Nugenix Thermo, our most powerful fat incinerator ever, to help you get back into shape fast, absolutely free. Text ALL to 321-321. That's ALL to 321-321.
No word in the English language is less convincing than probably.
Are you sure we should get matching tattoos on our first date?
Sure. We'll probably stay together.
Probably?
It's been 23 minutes since I ate. I can probably swim.
You should wait 30 minutes.
Okay, now tell me what to do. Cannonball!
Cramp! Oh, I have a cramp.
I can probably hit the green from here.
Probably.
Can I get a mulligan?
Ready to go?
Hey, are you sure you're okay to drive?
Yeah, I'm pretty sober. Yeah, I'm probably okay.
Probably okay isn't okay, especially when it comes to drinking and driving. If you're drinking, call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
we worked our whole lives to save, just to spend it on time. With these two, filling buckets of memories. This is what makes life, life. Yet how much of life are we willing to miss out on? Because even mild hearing loss doubles our risk of dementia. Yes, dementia. Good hearing health is essential to staying engaged and doing what we love. Hear well and stay vital. Get a hearing health check every year.
Attention homeowners, are you thinking about selling your house? In this market, you need a professional, someone who understands how to get you the best price. You need a realtor who will help you protect your equity and protect your family's future. Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty are the agents I trust. I've seen what she can do, and it's very impressive. She does so much more than just put a sign in the ground. She markets your home so that you can get the most money for it. In fact, if she doesn't sell your home in 30 days, she won't charge you a penny. Ask anyone else if they'll make that promise. Christina can make that offer because she spends tens of thousands of dollars marketing her listings and generating demand. And if you need to sell right away, Christina's got a list of investors who will buy your house for all cash. You've got nothing to lose. It's absolutely free to find out what Christina can do for you. Give her a call today, 850-723-9158. That's 850-723-9158 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty.
Got a bug problem? Or worse, a rodent situation? Insect makes pest control for your home easy and effective. First, Insect thoroughly inspects the problem and provides you with a free estimate and a treatment plan. Then once on the job, Insect identifies targets and eliminates common household pests, including rodents, roaches, ants, and fleas, with guaranteed results. Insect's professionally trained technicians will safely and effectively eliminate pests inside and outside, while also taking preventative steps to stop other pests from infesting your home. Afterwards, a report with pictures will be emailed to let you know what was found and the work that was performed. To make it even easier, Insect offers annual and quarterly pest control services to stop pests from infesting your home. Guaranteed. Outside, inside, from inspection to treatment to follow-up. Insect Pest and Lawn makes whole home protection safe and easy. Just say no to bugs. Join the Insect family today online at insect.net. That's ENSEC.net.
Exciting news! The data revolution is on the rise once again. Data Revolution is seeking a second-tier engineer with at least 2 to 3 years of experience in IT, networks, voiceover IP, and cybersecurity. Data Revolution's competitive salary is based on experience, and their comprehensive benefit packages include a medical stipend, matching 401k, flexible work hours, starting with 3 weeks of PTO, 10 paid holidays, profit sharing, and more. This is not remote or work from home. To learn more about this opportunity, send your resume to resume@datarevs.com.
The cooler weather in Pensacola is a great time of the year for gardening. Whether it's planting roses, planting shrubs and trees in cool weather color, and of course, planning for spring. This is Mike Wiggins. If you've got gardening questions, we've got answers on the News Radio Garden Line every Tuesday morning at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. And if you miss us on Tuesdays, then catch the Encore Edition every Saturday morning at 9.
Sponsored by Pensacola Hardware, Blue Sky Landscaping, and Barnes Feed Store.
Pensacola right now with Joe and Austin.
It's like headline news for radio. Every day, 4 to 7 on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
I'm a new soul. I came to this strange world hoping I could learn a bit about how to give and take. But since I came here, felt the joy and the fear, finding myself making every possible mistake.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Just a little bit past 4:25 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Frontier Motors. That's the only dealer that Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. Let's see, looking at traffic here, we still have some backups from a traffic incident caused on I-10, particularly the eastbound lanes if you're traveling just over Pine Forest Road. Speaking of Pine Forest Road, we've got typical evening traffic causing a lot of issues going both north and southbound there, whether it be you're trying to get off of I-10 West or trying to get onto I-10 West. Let's see, traveling northbound on Blue Angel Parkway towards Softly Field Road still has some backups in that area there. Let's see. Caroline Street, traveling westbound, coming over Blackwater River, trying to get into downtown Milton. We've got evening traffic causing its typical backups in that area. And lastly, if you're traveling eastbound on Gulf Breeze Parkway, particularly towards Oriole Beach, you're going to have some backups on your way there as well.
All right. Right now, sitting at 58 degrees, we're going to have mostly cloudy skies, 60% chance of showers through the overnight hours. And not much cooler, though, 57 degrees, around 67 tomorrow, and 90% chance of rain. It's going to be pretty consistent from the looks of things, and gusts as high as 25 miles per hour on Friday. Tomorrow night's low, just 61, 50% chance of showers. Patchy fog will continue through Friday night. Taking a look at what's happening around the state of Florida today, Governor DeSantis signing a new law allowing secret grand jury testimony to be made public in cases where the suspect is dead or the crimes involve sexual assault against minors. DeSantis says he hopes this will help the victims in the Jeffrey Epstein case get some much-needed closure.
And the Florida House is advancing a bill that restricts unsheltered residents from sleeping and camping on public property. Bill sponsor Representative Sam Garrison says Florida has the second highest number of unsheltered people in the country at 12,000.
We're not going to have our public libraries. We're not going to have our city halls. We're not going to have our public roadways. Everything from the sidewalks across the street turned into de facto homeless camps. We're just not going to have that. So all options are on the table, so long as the status quo is not an option.
The bill requires local governments to provide shelters or campsites to house the homeless that meet specific standards such as security, sanitation, and behavioral health services. If passed under third reading, the new legislation would go into effect October 1st.
A ban on a substance known as gas station heroin is one step closer to becoming law in Florida. The Senate approving a bill today that would prohibit the sales of tianeptine. Attorney General Moody issued an emergency order against the product last September after it was tied to an increase in deadly overdoses. The substance, typically sold as a dietary supplement, is not regulated by the FDA.
And more than 80% of Floridians are expected to take a trip this year. AAA recently released its latest prediction for this year's travel season. Experts say nearly 30% of residents will plan a vacation for spring break. The Sunshine State is continuing to top the list for spring break destinations, with Orlando taking the overall number one spot. Fort Lauderdale and Miami were named as the most popular cruise ports.
We'll get our national headlines after the Fox News update. Austin, next hour we will have a pair of tickets to give away to the SBC tournament. Austin, I'm curious, do we have any intel on if there is a specific day that the tickets are for?
Yes, we do.
All right.
We've got details.
And that would be?
It's going to be March 5th, and the two games are going to be 5 p.m. and 7:30 p.m.
All right. So March 5th, that is next Tuesday. So next hour, be listening. We'll give a pair of tickets away next Tuesday, SBC tournament. Fox News Update is coming up now.
Fox News, I'm Tom Graham. Dueling border visits today. Former President Trump is in Eagle Pass, Texas, meeting with border officials while condemning mass migration into the U.S.
They're pouring into our country, and they're bringing with them tremendous problems, including medical problems, as you know.
President Biden also in Texas visiting Brownsville. He blamed House Republicans for not taking up a Senate bill that included billions for border security. The visits come as a federal judge strikes down a Texas law aimed at cracking down on illegal immigration.
It would have allowed the state of Texas to arrest, jail, and potentially even deport illegal immigrants. But a federal judge has now shot that down, writing in part that essentially states can't conduct their own immigration system. That is up to the federal government. Now we wait to see if the state of Texas appeals.
Fox's Bill Malusian in Texas. America is listening to Fox News.
I'm Jim Cheskall with Your Money Now. Lots of not great news out of electric vehicle startup Fisker after today's market close. It posted a widened quarterly loss and came up well short of estimates for quarterly revenue. Said it will lay off about 15% of its workforce and expressed doubts about its ability to continue as a going concern. Shares of Southern California-based Fisker are tumbling 29% in after-hours trading. But shares of Autodesk are up 6.5%. The 3D design software developer handily beat expectations for adjusted quarterly profit and also beat on revenue. Plus, it forecasts sales for the current fiscal year above what analysts had been projecting. In the market's regular Thursday session, stocks did rise, with the NASDAQ Composite notching its first fresh closing high since late 2021. That tech-heavy index today jumped 144 points. The S&P 500, up 26 today, also earned a new closing high. The Dow edged up just slightly. That's Your Money Now.
For John's 60th birthday, his family planned to drive down Old Route 66. But the trip took a detour when his wife got sick with RSV. It's a highly contagious virus that can lead to breathing problems and hospitalizations.
This year, we don't want to cancel our plans. We're protecting ourselves with Pfizer's RSV vaccine, Abrysvo, respiratory syncytial virus vaccine.
Abrysvo, a vaccine to prevent lower respiratory disease from RSV in people 60 years and older. It's not for everyone and may not protect all who receive it. Don't get Abrysvo if you've had an allergic reaction to its ingredients. A weakened immune system may decrease your response. Most common side effects are tiredness, headache, injection site pain, and muscle pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-844-989-7284 or visit Abrysvo.com.
So don't wait. Ask your pharmacist or doctor about Pfizer's RSV vaccine, Abrysvo, because every breath matters.
I'm Amy Lawrence with this CBS Sports Minute. Mecole Hardman's pot shots at the Jets come across as spiteful and bitter. He doesn't need to rip the team that gave him a deal to start last season, but he does have a point about the lack of winning culture and accountability in New York, about a coaching staff that's not yet established, and not having a real backup plan when Aaron Rodgers got hurt. Other than Garrett Wilson, the offense featured almost nothing from the wide receivers. No wonder Mecole wanted out. I'm Amy Lawrence.
Get ready for the live tennis event of the year, the Netflix Slam, on March 3rd at 12:30 p.m. Pacific. Join 22-time Grand Slam champion and tennis legend Rafael Nadal as he takes on world number two, Carlos Alcaraz, and witness a tennis showdown like never before. This live Netflix sports event promises unparalleled tennis action, so don't miss the thrill. Mark your calendars for March 3rd, 12:30 p.m. Pacific. It's Game, Set, Match on Netflix.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Go ahead, feel your engine. Admire that perfectly installed exhaust. Your vehicle's moving along this freeway like it was made from fresh installs and a whole lot of love. With eBay Motors, you get over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply.
What's on your to-do list? Pick up groceries? Water your plants? How about getting vaccinated? We can help you check that off.
You've got this.
The Aging and Disability Vaccination Collaborative, powered by U.S. Aging, has partnered with community providers to make getting vaccinated your easiest to-do.
You've got this.
With local vaccine events, access to transportation, in-home vaccinations, and on-site healthcare consultations, protecting yourself and your loved ones is not a chore anymore. So if you're age 60 plus or a person with a disability, get your yearly dose of confidence today.
You've got this.
Because we've got you. A message from the Aging and Disability Vaccination Collaborative, powered by U.S. Aging. Learn more at yougotthis.usaging.org.
You've got this.
Funded by the U.S. Administration for Community Living through a grant to U.S. Aging. This does not necessarily represent the views of ACL or the U.S. government.
News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 is accepting applications for employment. Periodically, we have openings in sales, business, news, promotions, engineering, production, and programming. We'll keep your application for consideration when such an opening occurs. We also provide internships for qualified students. Apply online at newsradio 92.3 or at our studios at 7251 Plantation Road between 8:30 a.m. and 5:30 p.m. ADX Communications is an equal opportunity employer.
Are you ready for a triple dose of wit, insight, and laughter? Tune in to News Radio Pensacola for the Markley, Van Camp, and Robin Show from 11 to 2. Your daily dose of engaging conversation and hilarious banter. Join Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, and Scott Robbins as they tackle the biggest news stories, pop culture moments, and everything in between. They'll keep you entertained, informed, and laughing out loud from start to finish. Don't miss a minute of the fun. Tune in to the Markley, Van Camp, and Robin Show, 11 till 2 on News Radio Pensacola.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Just a little bit after 4:35 here, we'll get another quick check at the roads and weather. Let's see, looking at the roads here. If you're traveling eastbound on I-10, just over Pine Forest Road, we had an accident report in that area a little while back, still causing some pretty heavy issues in that area. Speaking of Pine Forest Road, if you're traveling northbound towards West 9 Mile or traveling southbound coming from West 9 Mile, we've got heavy backups going both ways there, as we so often see on Pine Forest Road at this hour. Traveling northbound on Blue Angel Parkway towards Softly Field Road is going to have you backed up a little bit for a while as well. Same can be said if you're traveling eastbound on Gulf Breeze Parkway towards the Oriole Beach area and then a bit further east towards Tiger Point. And lastly, if you're traveling westbound on Caroline Street, coming over Blackwater River, trying to get into downtown Milton, while we're still dealing with some issues there, they do luckily appear to be lessening some.
Cloudy skies for the next several days. Overnight, we'll have lows in the 50s, and eventually overnight rain moves in. It's going to be a rainy day on Friday. We've got showers, maybe even some thunderstorms, and at times potentially heavy rain in the area. Highs on Friday will be in the 60s. A look ahead to the weekend does show lower rain chances now, although there is a chance for rain both on Saturday and Sunday. That's at about 20 to 30%. I'm meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, thank you very much, Alan. Right now, sitting at 57 degrees, not going to get too much cooler than that during the overnight hours. If you're just joining us, today's top three stories: at least 100 people dead after an Israeli attack on a crowd of Palestinians waiting for aid in Gaza City. That, according to a spokesperson for the Gaza Health Ministry. The House today approving a short-term funding bill to avert a partial government shutdown. It kicks two government funding deadlines to March 8th. And March 22nd. And the wildfires in Texas, the panhandle there, claiming the first life, 83-year-old Joyce Blankenship, found dead yesterday. Wildfire is the second largest in Texas history, about 850,000 acres so far. Also in our national headlines today, a federal judge is putting on hold a new Texas law that would allow local cops to arrest anybody they believe crossed the border illegally.
These laws are designed to impact the entire state. They are not just for the southern border.
And the judge disagreed with Governor Abbott's arguments that the surge of illegal immigration constitutes an invasion. His ruling prevents the law from going into effect next week.
And both Donald Trump and President Biden are visiting the southern border today, and that's prompting criticism from both sides of the aisle.
We're trying to urge the president to use his executive authority to do something meaningful to stop the hemorrhaging at the border, stop the flow, reduce the flow.
House Speaker Mike Johnson says Biden's visit is nothing more than a photo op, while Democrats are naturally critical of Trump doing the same. Biden is calling on Republicans to take up the border security deal that was negotiated by a bipartisan group of senators.
Senators, and specifically Republicans, are blocking a bill that would protect access to in vitro fertilization.
I support the ability for mothers and fathers to have total access to IVF and bringing new life into the world. I also believe human life should be protected. These are not mutually exclusive.
Mississippi Senator Cindy Hyde-Smith said the bill goes too far. Earlier this month, of course, the Alabama Supreme Court declared that frozen embryos are children.
And an Illinois judge has removed former President Trump from the state's ballot over the so-called insurrectionist ban of the 14th Amendment. A stay was issued by the judge on the order, giving Trump's legal team time to appeal by the deadline, which is Friday. Illinois is now the third state to attempt to kick Trump off the ballot, joining Colorado and Maine.
And back to Israel, a temporary ceasefire there, unlikely to happen by Monday. That's what President Biden told reporters today while leaving the White House. 4:41, Austin, what's happening in the world of sports today?
Well, lots going on tonight in particular. Let's see. We'll start with the NBA. We got a TNT doubleheader. It's going to be the Warriors at Knicks at 6:30, followed by the Heat at Nuggets at 9 o'clock. Also got an NHL game on tonight, Avalanche at Blackhawks. You can catch that on ESPN at 8 o'clock. And then we've got a lot of college basketball going on. That's where you're going to see the most action. Got a couple of late games on the men's side. Number 17, St. Mary's at Pepperdine. That's going to be on the CBS Sports Network. And number 23, Gonzaga at San Francisco on ESPN2. Both games tip off at 10 o'clock. So if you're a night owl, I guess you can stay tuned for those. And then women's basketball, we got a couple televised games there to look out for as well. Number 5, Virginia Tech at number 17, Notre Dame. It's going to tip off at 6 on ESPN, so I'm sure we'll be giving a score update on that one later on tonight. That's going to be followed up by number 9, LSU at Georgia. That's going to be at 8 o'clock on ESPN2. Sticking with the women's basketball theme, we've talked about this young lady a lot. Iowa Hawkeye star Caitlin Clark has broken another scoring record. Clark dropped 33 points in last night's rout of Minnesota to surpass Kansas's Lynette Woodard for the major college women's basketball scoring mark. And up next, Clark will try to break Pete Maravich's NCAA overall scoring record amongst men and women, which currently stands at 3,667 points. She's only 18 points away. And today, Clark announced that she would be heading to the WNBA. Can't really say that's much of a surprise there.
No, it's not. And it's actually that's going to be a pretty big game on Sunday, as Iowa has senior day. So that's going to be pretty emotional for her. And they're taking on the number 2 team in the country, Ohio State. So she's going to be going for the record against Ohio State on senior day, a team that beat them earlier in the season. Of course, that was the game when she got knocked on the head as she was leaving the court. So that's going to be a big game. A couple of headlines in the NFL. Tyreek Hill, back in the news for all the wrong reasons. He's being sued in civil court by a plus-size OnlyFans model for allegedly breaking her leg during a football drill last summer. The suit says that Hill forcefully and purposefully pushed her to the ground after Hill was humiliated when the model sent him backward in a friendly football lesson. I guess that's what they're calling it now.
Well, I don't know what
that means. Him charging at her violently and with great force. According to the model, she met Tyreek after the NFL star DM'd her the day after she registered her son for his camp, asking to meet up and get to know her.
Okay.
Might explain why the random divorce was filed in Miami-Dade, too.
That could have played a role in it. I'm not sure. Speaking of star wide receivers, seems like another one's off the table in this offseason pursuit, as Indianapolis GM or general manager Chris Ballard confidently stated that Michael Pittman Jr. will be in Indianapolis Colt in 2024. Pittman is set to become a free agent in the coming weeks, and if he's eager to test the open market, this could foreshadow the Colts placing their franchise tag on him. That is a decision that they must make before next Tuesday at 4 p.m. Eastern time. And lastly here, before we get another check on the roads and weather, Major League Baseball star Shohei Ohtani is a married man. He made the announcement on Instagram late Wednesday, writing in Japanese, quote, "Not only have I begun a new chapter in my career with the Dodgers, but I also have begun a new life with someone from my native country," end quote there. He offered no details about his new wife, but a small photo of his dog was visible in the bottom right corner of the announcement.
Yeah, I was awake fairly early, and so I was just on my phone, and I came across this. I was like, wait, he's dating somebody? Because, I mean, he is extremely private. Nobody knew that he was dating anybody, at least, you know, fans or whatever.
Especially to the point of marriage.
Yeah, and so nobody knows who she is. So that's, I guess, the way he wants to keep it, which I understand.
We love humility around here.
That's right.
That's awesome.
That's right. 4:40, mainly out of you. 4:45 here at News Radio 92.3. Health, business, and science right after traffic and weather.
Cloudy skies for the next several days. Overnight we'll have lows in the 50s, and eventually overnight rain moves in. It's going to be a rainy day on Friday. We've got showers, maybe even some thunderstorms, and at times potentially heavy rain in the area. Highs on Friday will be in the 60s. A look ahead to the weekend does show lower rain chances now, although there is a chance for rain both on Saturday and Sunday. That's at about 20 to 30%. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News weather forecast.
And looking at the roads here, the first thing I've been covering on in these past few updates is a traffic accident we had reported on I-10 if you're traveling eastbound just over Pine Forest Road. Still causing a lot of issues there, but now it says we do have another accident report just a bit further in the eastbound lanes. Doesn't appear to be causing much, if any, issues, so that could just be poorly reported. I'm not sure, but we'll keep an eye on it. I mentioned Pine Forest Road just a moment ago. If you're traveling northbound towards West 9 Mile Road on Pine Forest, we've got some typical evening traffic causing issues there. Same can be said if you're traveling southbound coming from West 9 Mile trying to get onto I-10 West. Let's see. Blue Angel Parkway traveling northbound towards Softly Field Road, still giving us a lot of issues at the moment. Gulf Breeze Parkway has some minor congestion if you're traveling eastbound towards Oriole Beach. And the last main spot where you're going to see issues is if you're traveling eastbound or westbound, really, on Caroline Street, whether it be trying to come from Dogwood Drive or come over Blackwater River, trying to head into downtown Milton.
Austin, there's good news for me today.
What's that?
Millennials are poised to become the richest generation ever.
Really?
According to the annual wealth report from real estate consultancy Knight Frank, over the next decade, baby boomers born between 1946 and 1964 will begin handing over real estate, equity-rich stock portfolios, and other assets to those born between 1981 and 1996. The firm estimates there will be a $90 trillion shift in assets between generations. I got very excited when I saw this. I texted my dad, said, "Dad,
hook me up, man.
Listen, I can't wait for all this." And he said, "Well, I don't know what real estate, equity-rich stock portfolios, and other assets that you're talking about." I said, "Well, it's the real estate, equity-rich stock and assets that you're going to get now so I can have them in 10 years. So,
well, you have fun with that. Tesla CEO Elon Musk says the electric automaker plans to start shipping its Roadster sports car next year. In a series of posts on X Wednesday, Musk said the design was a collaboration between Tesla and his rocket company SpaceX. Musk also said the luxury vehicle will be capable of going from 0 to 60 in less than a second. My goodness.
If you were like my wife, those who keep unused sauces from Chick-fil-A might want to throw some of their stash away. The company is telling customers to trash any Polynesian dipping sauces that were taken home between February 14th and the 27th because of allergy concerns. According to a notice on their website, a different sauce that has wheat and soy allergens might be in the Polynesian dipping cup. So if you're a Chick-fil-A between the 14th and the 27th and you have a stash of Polynesian sauces, best to ditch them and go back to Chick-fil-A and get you some more.
And some Netflix users might have to update their payment methods so they don't lose access to their accounts. According to Netflix's website, there will no longer be an option to bill your streaming subscription through Apple's iTunes or App Store. If a new payment method, like a credit or debit card, isn't added by the user's next billing cycle, then they won't be able to keep using Netflix.
The New Jersey restaurant booth, featured in Sopranos finale, is now for sale on eBay. The iconic booth where the family gathered at Holston's Brookdale Confectionery has long been a popular fan destination, with millions tuning in for the 2007 series finale. The restaurant is now making renovations. The booth is on eBay, bidding already over $13,000.
And country star Kacey Musgraves will head out on a world tour this year in support of her upcoming album. The Deeper Well Tour will kick off in Ireland in April before heading to the U.S. Musgraves, who won the Grammy for Album of the Year in 2019, will release Deeper Well on March 15th. Tickets for the tour will go on pre-sale March 5th, followed by a general on sale on March 8th.
And also actress Anne Whitfield has died at the age of 85. She appeared in the holiday classic White Christmas and TV shows including Perry Mason and Father Knows Best. Family members announced she died back in February 7th at a hospital in Washington State. 4:50, we'll take a break there. We've got some wacky stories and good news to finish up our number one of Pensacola right now.
Email from school about the incident today.
Scary.
Tell me about it. Did you have any idea that was going on?
None. I mean, you saw Derek at the game last night, too. Did you have a clue?
No, but you know, teachers like me, parents, we don't always know as much as you guys do. Kids hear first about what's going on with other kids.
Half the time, it's rumors.
It can be hard to tell sometimes, but if you have a concern about a friend who's having trouble with alcohol, prescription drugs, bullying, violence, anything, you need to tell an adult. Mom or me, a teacher, coach, school counselor, someone you know and trust.
Dad, no kid is gonna tell an adult about that kind of stuff.
I get it, but if we don't know, we can't help. Speaking up about a problem, that's what helping a friend is all about.
For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
No man, no woman, no one left behind. For the VFW, it's a credo that stands long after our fighting days are over. Because our service never stops. We're still serving, which is why we pledge to help our own, no matter where they are or when they need us. standing in lockstep with those who stood so courageously for everyone else. It's what makes us the VFW. Learn more at vfw.org. Serving overseas was just the beginning. We might be home from war, but our mission continues in communities all across the country. It's why we're out there in times of peace and crisis, providing meals to the hungry and supplies to the sick. It's why we're giving strength to those who are too weak and bringing resources to those without them. Service doesn't stop when we're done serving. It's what makes us the VFW. Learn more at vfw.org.
Need urgent care or a walk-in clinic? Go to ProHealth. Post-accident physical to access your PIP money? Go to ProHealth. Drug test, DNA testing? Go to ProHealthFL.com. Affordable lab work or primary care? Go to ProHealth. An affordable Ozempic medical weight loss program? ProHealth is your answer. Does your child need a camp or a sports physical? Only $40 at ProHealth. ProHealth never requires a doctor's order or an appointment. Just walk right in one of their seven locations. Also at ProHealthFL.com.
Hey, Andrew McKay here. This morning on the Pensacola Morning News, we devoted a lot of time to the Supreme Court hearing of the Florida law that requires social media platforms to not deplatform politicians and journalists and to not shadow ban them. And really, really interesting stuff. A lot of discussion about the issues, how I think the Supreme Court is likely to rule on this case, and why this issue of free speech on the internet is so important. You can listen to that conversation at newsradio923.com on the podcast page.
Local experts share their expertise on the Pensacola Expert Panel. It's Pep Talk on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3, just about 4:55 here. We'll get one last quick check of the roads and weather for this hour. We'll start with I-10. We've got a lot of backups developing in the westbound lanes if you're traveling toward Pine Forest Road. We've had a couple of accident reports on I-10 in that general vicinity, so that could definitely be playing a role in it. We will keep an eye on it, and hopefully it dies down sooner rather than later. Pine Forest Road, if you're traveling northbound towards West 9 Mile Road, we've got some issues there. Typical evening traffic in that area. Same can be said for the southbound lane if you're trying to get on to I-10 West. Let's see. Blue Angel Parkway, if you're traveling northbound towards Softly Field Road. We've had a lot of evening traffic causing backups there, but that does appear to be dying down. Gulf Breeze Parkway, traveling eastbound towards Oriole Beach, is still giving us a lot of issues. And lastly, if you're getting off of Avalon Boulevard and trying to travel eastbound towards Glover Lane on Caroline Street, you're going to have some minor backups there as well.
All right. Thank you, Austin. Right now, 57 degrees. That's about our low for tonight. 60% chance of showers likely, cloudy skies, and a bit breezy as well. Tomorrow, 67, 90% chance of showers, more cloud cover, and some patchy fog as well. Just within the last few minutes, by the way, did want to make listeners aware the county is identifying the employee that was killed in the work-related mishap earlier this week. David Owen worked for the county for nearly 25 years, most recently as an equipment operator 3. In fact, he was hired back in 1999, served his entire career as an equipment operator. Obviously, thoughts with his family, friends, co-workers, and everybody that knew and loved him. Recap of today's top three stories. 100 people dead, at least, after an Israeli attack on a crowd of Palestinians waiting for aid in Gaza City. That's according to the Gaza Health Ministry. The House today approving a short-term funding bill to avert a partial government shutdown. It's now headed to the Senate. And in Texas, the Panhandle wildfires now covering at least 850,000 acres so far, the second largest in Texas history, also claiming first fatality, an 83-year-old woman named Joyce Blankenship. 4:56 now at News Radio 92.3, finishing off with some lighter stuff making the rounds today. A wacky story. So yesterday we talked about this, and it was all the rage in social media yesterday. People upset at Wendy's over the, quote, surge pricing model that they were looking into debuting in 2025. Wendy's walking it back a little bit today, saying that they wouldn't raise prices when their customers were visiting them most. Rather, it would allow them to change the menu at different times of the day and offer discounts, particularly in the slower times of day. Do you buy that, or is this just a butt cover?
I think they are. They're just kind of trying to save face here. I don't know. It's like, because, and it says, you know, on the script, people are still skeptical. Absolutely they are, because Wendy's is, you know.
In the business of making money.
Yeah, exactly. You know, so it definitely makes sense for them to try to do something to amp up prices or to increase prices. And now they're saying, no, we're trying to help the people.
If I know that a, like back in the old days in the 90s when you had like the Biggie fries and the Biggie Frosties and all that.
Yeah.
If you tell me that during slower periods of the day that a Biggie Frosty is 99 cents like it was back in the 90s when society peaked, I would probably frequent Wendy's more. So, I don't know. Maybe it might pay off for him.
Perhaps.
Who knows?
If you want to be cool, you got to act like you just don't care. But only to a point. Zara is now selling women's jeans that look like they've been balled up in the corner of your bedroom for a month. They're called wrinkle effect jeans, and you can't iron the wrinkles out. They're supposed to look like that, and when we say wrinkly, we mean every square inch of them. They're on their website for $70 each. My goodness,
you know, I gotta
look into this.
Yeah, I could be such a connoisseur of fashion if all you have to do is just have wrinkled jeans. I think my go-to would be the snot that the baby has on, you know, the shoulder of your shirts.
Father,
you know, when
fashion.
She's got a cold. Right. I think those would sell really well. So I may see if I can't talk to a top-end designer to say, hey, if you want that dad look, here's what I would recommend. Good news today. Of course, today is Leap Day, right? Happy 25th to Mary Forsyth of Oklahoma. She was actually 100 today.
Wow.
One of the oldest Leap Day babies in the world, born February 29th of 1924.
Meanwhile, dozens of leapers are celebrating together on a cruise in the Bahamas right now. They also did it in 2020. Around 70 people signed up for it this time. Some had never met another Leap Day baby before.
An Ohio woman's dog went missing 5 years ago, but she just got him back at an adoption event this month. She never stopped looking and spotted him after he ended up at a shelter. They posted photos on Facebook 2 weeks ago. She knew it was her dog. 5 years she kept looking. After how many days or weeks would you have given up, Austin?
Probably 5 days, I don't know.